Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Welcome, friends. We're so happy to have you. You're right on time for the Simon Says podcast with us, the Get Up Show. This is number 239, which is one away from a big number, 240.
So, oh my gosh, it's even closer to another one.
Plan. Oh, 241?
Yay!
Don't be crazy. Oh. Don't talk crazy. Please click a like and subscribe and everything. For some reason, we had hundreds of downloads last week, and I think it was because Tom Cruise was on.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Out of nowhere, for some reason, it must have been an accident. Maybe they missed.
Don't say that. Maybe finally we've been discovered. We're going to go viral.
Well, we need to make sure we have a big-time celebrity guest every week.
They mislabeled us, and so it was really like recipes, and somebody was looking for the secret recipe for Million Dollar Fudge, and they thought that was us, and they were waiting. They listened to the whole thing. They're like, well, it must be coming up.
Any minute, we're going to do
gonna
it.
We're going to reveal it in the next one.
Listen, I was going to say, I think we might be ending this podcast with that recipe.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop that sentence. We might be ending this podcast.
Right now?
It could happen at any
no offense
moment.
So look, this guy, this is one of the latest things where they're taking over your Facebook account and using it to prey on your friends. A guy was selling a hot tub that he didn't have and wasn't trying to sell it, but he had friends responding saying, hey, how big is that hot tub? And actually, several of them were sold because somebody hijacked his Facebook page and sent it out to everybody he knew. I got the sweet hot tub for sale. And you said you knew somebody that got burned on one of them.
Yeah. So our neighbors, it's one of our very good friends, his parents, they hacked her account and posted that they were selling a car. And it was like it had about multiple pictures of this Honda Civic and said, going out of town this weekend, so if you're interested, I need you to put down like a $2,000 deposit.
Whoa.
Message me for details. And what happens is they shut off the comments, so you can't comment on there. And like, I couldn't comment on there and be like, stop, Marianne's not selling this,
oh,
you know, or whatever. Like, they shut off the comments. So people would message, and they said like two or three people lost money because they direct messaged it and it was going directly to the scammer.
And that's people they knew.
To her post. Yes, but they thought it was her selling the car. This was all going on, you know, last year when I went on that cruise.
Yeah.
They were dealing with it while we were gone, and it was like
helpless.
People were calling and were like, oh my God, you know, I sent this money and my son's waiting on a call back to come and get this car. And they're like, oh my God, we didn't do it. It's been hacked and there was nothing they could do to get their money back.
That's wild. Have you ever been scammed on anything like that?
No, but I had heard that someone else I know posted up like, if you see that my parents are selling all this stuff or I'm selling all this stuff for my parents, it's not real, that kind of thing. So I had seen that before.
That is just dirty.
I mean,
dirty.
I haven't bitten on anything like that.
Dirty.
It also happened to a friend of mine from high school. Her account, all of a sudden, who she hardly ever posts, and all of a sudden, she was selling Taylor Swift tickets.
Mm. Oh, well, that
and
one.
And it was like, no, wait a minute. There's no way.
That
and
one, my buddy pulled the greatest OK Boomer move ever, because not only did he respond to one of those obviously fake posts where they show it's like a map of the arena and it's like, hey, Swifties, I want to make sure somebody else who's a super fan gets these tickets and da-da-da-da-da. He didn't comment to the post or message the person. He like reposted the post in his own feed and was like, hey, Anna, are these still for sale? And I was waiting on it, and I was like, oh, please someone tell him. And sure enough, one of his other friends is like,
hey, this is a scam.
Dude.
Oh, so he didn't get burned on it.
Well, he couldn't. He probably couldn't directly, or he couldn't comment on it because of the way that it's set up.
Oh, yeah.
But then if he tried to message, it went straight to the scammer, and they didn't answer.
I've seen that for a bunch
whatever.
Of
yeah, it's bad. And then for a lot of people, if your account gets hacked like that, they lock you out of it, so you can't get into it. And it took them forever to figure out how to get it shut down.
The dude with the hot tub went to Facebook and followed all the directions on how to shut that down and recover. And he did everything just right. And it took Facebook a full month to take that down while he's still sending out hot tub for sale for a month.
And you can't tell anybody that it's not...
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had that. I'm always waiting. I figure that that's got to happen sometime. You know, we're all lucky that we haven't gotten scammed.
Yeah. And as much as we're on, like, I'm on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't believe that I've never gotten.
I probably could have gotten scammed the other night because I was going through Marketplace only because I've been looking for a new Xbox. And I saw a wrestling ring for sale, and I was like, oh, that could be really cool.
A wrestling ring?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? Put towels on it?
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great.
Or your wife will love that in the backyard.
I'm going to start a new league.
Well, is it an outdoor or an indoor?
I mean, it could be whatever. It looked like it was currently set up outside.
How big? Yeah.
I mean,
for people.
Enough that it would be... I could probably have a mini match. I don't think it was full regulation size.
Would it fit in your house? Like if you moved all the furniture?
No, not in my house. No.
Wait, if you moved all the furniture out of your biggest room, would it fit?
I don't think so.
Come on.
Because my ceilings aren't that high. We couldn't do any aerial moves. It would
you're
have
not
to
trying.
Be all like...
Look, I've got it. Start a Chihuahua wrestling league.
Oh, my God.
And then they don't need aerial moves.
Oh, they almost did one last night.
That is the best idea I've heard in the last 15 minutes. You've got to do it. Is it too late?
The CWL, brother.
Is it too late or is it still available?
It's probably still available.
I saw one.
A couple grand.
A friend of mine was looking for a car and there was an ad on either Marketplace or Nextdoor or whatever. And it was like, I'm selling this car for my brother. And had a bunch of pictures of it and the mileage. It was beautiful, whatever it was. It was a white like Range Rover, Land Rover, one of those things. And it was beautiful and it was super cheap. And so I wrote to I commented on it and I said, where is this car located? And the response was, I'm selling it for my brother. Email me or give me your email and I'll have him email you. So I sent her my special email. I love scams at mail.com. Never heard another thing. I don't know why.
Oh, that's weird. So weird.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I saw a Lamborghini for sale on Marketplace too. I thought that was really fitting. But it did have a reasonable price tag of like $200,000.
Okay, then that's not a scam. That's got to be a real
probably
one, right?
Probably not, yeah.
That's probably real.
But I also think that's a real odd place to sell that kind of car, but I guess whatever.
Not necessarily. I mean, Marketplace, when used for good, it's a great place to sell just about anything.
You damn right. Me and my sister got a whole collection of Santa Clauses.
Oh, I saw a post with a bunch of disposable cameras.
Ooh,
but yeah, cash.
Winning.
Neat. What's the surprises in everyone?
I don't know, because everyone's been asking for one of those.
Wait, were they already used? Like, they're full of pictures?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
I didn't really go too much further into the post.
Do you know, I still have a drawer full of disposable cameras from the last big Christmas party we ever did.
Oh,
because
really?
They bought so many and they had enough for everybody to have at least one or two cameras.
Yeah, and we ran around and just took pictures with every one of them.
And we got so many developed. We got like 10 or 15 cameras, 20, I don't know, so many pictures. And there was so many blurry, like there's the back of somebody's head, there's somebody's hand.
This was at Castle McCullough, wasn't it?
No, it was up there at that place in High Point. That event place.
The one that we weren't allowed to bring a spouse.
Weren't allowed to bring a spouse, and you had to give up your keys, and you got to have two beverages over the course of the night, and if you had more than two, you didn't get your keys back. So it was great.
I don't think I went to that one.
The other thing, those cameras, man, like, I remember when we got them developed, and me and the lady who was in charge of all that at the time sat down to look through them, and when she saw the way that the flash illuminated her makeup on her face and it wasn't the same color as her neck, she was mortified. Nobody ever saw any of those pictures.
Oh, threw them all away.
These will never see.
They do that. Flash does that. It'll make you look like you're two different colors.
And she so did too. And she was pretty. But yeah, I still have I don't know, 6 or 7 of those in my magic drawer.
Oh, there might be the good ones in there.
Where all of my stuff is.
Well, you need to get them developed.
Why? Where?
Because there might be some really cool stuff on there.
Can you still do that? Can you take those to Walgreens or whatever?
Walmart?
I don't know.
No one knows.
Is that a thing?
I'm going to go to the photo mat. I'm going to go to the 1 hour photo.
The Fox photo.
Yeah, those places that are all just a memory and nobody who was born in 2020 knows anything about it.
So my last wedding where someone was taking pictures down their pants. I can't remember. Do you remember seeing disposable cameras at my wedding?
I know who did that at your wedding. Was it that showbiz guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he told me his favorite thing was, he was like, whenever I see a phone sitting there, I just swipe up, go to the camera, take a picture of the undercarriage, and put it back.
Yeah, he's dead to all of us now.
Classy. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he wronged someone in my wife's life, and so he's now...
That pretty girl he was with?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I felt bad because... I told Maddie about what he said about taking the picture of the undercarriage, mm-hmm. and Maddie goes, "Oh man, we sat you with him because we thought you guys would hit it off great." And it's not like we didn't, but
yeah, weren't they sitting like right across from us?
Yeah,
yeah, okay, I remember.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He turned out to be awesome.
It happens. You never know what you're gonna get.
I know. A lot.
Time changes people. Now we've heard before that there's a trick to the claw machine. And the way I remember it is, you hold the thing over what you want, you hit the button, and right before it starts moving, you hit the button again real fast, and people say that works every time. I've not tried it in real life.
Now, there's another one. So it says, as soon as the game starts, push the joystick left, left, right, right, down, down, and it triggers the machine to do the tightest grip setting possible.
Nuh-uh. Wait a minute. Say that again slowly.
Left, left, right, right. Down, down. Now that's now what you're thinking might be is that the famous Nintendo was up, right, up, left.
All right, nerd.
Up,
we
down,
don't know
up,
that.
Down, left, right, left, right. A, B, 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 A, B, A, B, start.
And what was that for?
That was Contra to get 30 lives.
Yeah, you remember that, right? You're really flying your nerd flag.
So anyway,
right.
Yeah, look, whatever. I don't care. Real people know. What's up, Scott Lefwich?
Scott. What's up, Scott?
But... Yeah, I don't think any of this is real. Like, they always say that there's some hack. And I don't think there is one.
They've shown videos of the guy who did the button twice thing getting everything out of one,
so
wherever.
It's left, left, right, right, down, down.
Left, left, right, right, down, down.
And that's a line dance.
Right.
That's what that is.
Oh, and then now you're doing the boot scooting boogie.
Then you spin and then you kick.
But you said it makes it go to the tightest grip possible. There's different settings of grip.
Oh, absolutely.
No wonder I can't pick anything up.
Well, you notice you get your puppy by the ear and it's lifting it up and then it's like, oh yeah, I got this, and it just slips out. It's like the claw went, eh.
So heavy.
Oh, I give up. Oh God. I don't know why I started trying to pick up this puppy.
I remember it's been, I mean, forever, because it was when the kids wanted to go, but we went to that real one arcade at the mall.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a whole section of claw machines, and that's like a huge thing where it's like all different varieties of things, like all of one kind of stuffed animal or this anime character or this.
Well, some of them have like watches and stuff.
Well, some of them had like iPhones and Xbox controllers and things like that.
I think we've learned that the only true way to really get what you want out of a claw machine is send a 3-year-old in there.
Just have them crawl right up in that hole.
And then usually the firefighters will let them keep something. Now, Timmy, make sure you get that iPad.
Where were the parents when that kid was alone long enough to crawl into the claw machine and make himself comfortable?
I think in one case they were actually there.
Well, that's where you think that, you know, we're in a closed, controlled environment. I can let them run around a little bit without supervision. Nope.
Wow. You know what? That's one of those times. I wish I could shrink myself. That would be one of my, if I had a shrinker ray. You know,
going to claw machines?
Well, that and other things. I mean,
they had had those when I was little, I most definitely would have been one of those kids that crawled inside.
A shrinker ray?
No, like the claw machine.
Well, what if you had a shrink? What if you had a shrinker ray?
If I had that, then yes, that too.
Well, it's like, how small would you get? Because I think it would be kind of fun to go in a mouse hole in the side of a house, like crawl around inside.
Are you
kidding
me with that huge mouse in there waiting to eat you because you're in his house?
Well, I think until you get in there and you realize how big that mouse is.
See, but what you got to do is you got to wear a thimble like a helmet, and then you hold a button as a shield, and you got a needle, and then you're all set.
All right, Stuart Little.
I didn't even think of it, but that is a great idea. What else would you use a shrinker ray for?
I have no idea because I can't think of anything else that I really want to do when I'm real little.
I would get my tiny tools and really get the crumbs out of my toaster oven because it's impossible to do otherwise.
Mm. Or if it's like, how shrinky do you get? Is it like that movie Inner Space where you can then put me into a tiny little submersible and shoot me into your body?
I don't want to be that small.
No, you've seen the boys. We're not doing that.
Well, yeah, I just can't sneeze.
Yeah,
and I don't think I would go there.
Stop.
But what if it just depends on how long you have the shrinker ray on you? If you just turn it on for a little bit, you're like half your size. You leave it on too long and you're microscopic. You got to be careful with your shrinker ray, I think.
You got to be able to come back.
Oh, why would I want to be 3 feet tall?
Well,
like we'd be in a room and I'd be like, okay, Sean, shrink me down. I'm gonna do some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd be like, oh, I forgot. I needed to go do this. And next thing you know, 6 hours later, you're like, oh, crap. Wonder if she's still really tiny.
And then you stepped on her by accident.
Forget all about me, and I'd be over here shrunk forever.
Huh.
We also had a very interesting conversation at one point about the shrinking thing, whether or not does your voice get high-pitched when you're shrinky?
Absolutely.
I don't think that's how it works.
I feel like
it's still my voice. I'm just tiny.
That's not how any of this works.
Because your vocal cords get really little.
See, she knows. Yep. She knows about shrink rays.
I think that's just the media. I think that's what mainstream media is.
The media's feeding you that?
Yeah. I think if I shrank down.
Fake news.
It's the same thing as if you grew me really tall. All of a sudden, I'm talking like this.
Yes. Yeah, I think you would.
Booming. Which, by the way, I would much rather be super big than super small.
What would you do with that?
I don't know. I'm just tired of not being 6 foot.
I'd hurt everybody.
I never got to be six foot.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to fit in your car or your house. I mean, why would you want to be a giant? What benefit could that be?
I could reach things off the shelf at the grocery store.
Basketball. I don't know.
At the Home Depot, I could be the first one to get the big skeleton off the top shelf.
My skeleton could be a real skeleton. In somebody's yard. Yeah. Wait a minute.
But you'd have to be dead and bleached, so don't get ahead of yourself. We got a lot left to do around here. Hey, speaking of that.
So heavy.
How's your Halloween display coming? Describe what you got going so far so everybody will be inspired.
Currently, it's a teaser display. The short story is I had to get the big skeleton came in a giant box, and I had to get it out of my garage because we're filling my garage with yard sale items.
Ooh, when's the yard sale?
Not for another couple weeks.
Oh, I have stuff. Can I bring it?
No.
Do you have
unless I keep the profits?
Do you have any Three Stooges memorabilia?
Oh, you know me. So much.
Do you have any antique blob top soda bottles?
That's all I got.
Huh. Yeah. Do you have any Crocs or jugs?
I mean, yes, but not the kind you like.
Huh.
It's a different magazine.
Okay.
Crocs and jugs.
Daddy's Special Crocs and Jugs magazine.
So I had to get it out of there, so I set up just the skeleton, but then I felt really dumb because it's like just putting a skeleton and looks like real lazy pool.
No.
Yeah, it's like that's not decorating, that's just buying one thing, putting in your yard.
Wait, you only got one? I thought you were describing the scene to us the other day, and now you're telling me you only got one skeleton?
That's what I'm saying.
I remember
one big skeleton, and then I've got a skeleton dog up on a rock. And then I brought out some lights and a couple graves, like fake gravestones. Not real graves.
But his dog got washed off the rock because it was raining so hard.
Yeah, my dog fell off
the
rock.
And the rest of it, he was still sketching it out.
Okay.
Well, and because I'm not really going to be putting it up all the way up with all the skeletons that are in the attic, which I think they're not holding up very good. I went to go move one the other day and his leg fell off.
I got mine, the leg, Derry, who sits in the garage with his legs crossed in a chair with a grocery bag on his head. Yeah, moved him, and his leg fell off at the hip.
What are they held together by? Is it dry rotting?
Wishes.
Apparently.
Wishes and good thoughts.
Plastic. I mean, they're not highest quality.
Must be dry rotting.
So Derry the skeleton was my daughter's friend that she had to have because her cousin had one. Damn, what was his name? I can't remember his name right now, but Booger. Booger, he cried and cried at the store until they got him the skeleton, and then he took it with him everywhere. Booger the skeleton. And so my daughter got Derry, and we had him in the car for a while riding around with us and stuff.
Which you do.
When his leg fell off not too long ago, I didn't know it, but she took that and put it in her car. And when she locked her keys in the car in the school parking lot, the locksmith was very interested in why there was a human leg bone in the back of her car.
I can only imagine.
My kid's got a piece of a skeleton bone in her car, too. That must be a kid thing. Is that like kids these days?
Is it a real skeleton or part of your fake kids one?
I just assume. I mean, I'm assuming fake, but I mean, I would hate to find out this way that my daughter is some sort of monster.
Huh.
But I had a couple other
that
ones.
Got like, dark.
She learned it by watching you.
Yeah. Learned it by watching you, okay?
I understand. I've had the arms fall off, but we turned that into fun stuff too, because one of his arms fell off of one of the guys, and then we put it in the dog's mouth like the dog stole it.
I like it.
We were laughing and laughing. But we're changing it up. We're doing a graveyard this year.
It was a pirate ship last year.
Yes, we've done pirates.
For a few years.
Yeah, we're going to try to just do a bunch of grave stuff, but that means I also have to like build some more things.
Hey, but you're good at that. This is what you live for, man.
Yeah. It is.
You're like Rod Stewart. You're like Rod Stewart with his bottle trains.
Now, wait. Yeah, I'm glad you clarified.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fight.
Look, don't be like that.
Kicking soccer balls into crowds.
Sued over it.
No, I'm excited. My wife told me it was too early. And
she's right.
And
no!
she wanted nothing to do with it, although she did tell me that she had to come out, and she was giving me a lot of attitude about helping me. And I was like, fine, I'll do this myself. She's like, well, you can't because you fell off the ladder last time. And I'm like, all right, that's true. So,
did you fall all the way off the ladder? How did I miss that? I would have laughed at that.
Yeah, it was bruisey.
Oh, yeah, I banged myself up real good.
That could have just been a Saturday night.
No, I fell straight off the side of that thing.
Did you guys hear about the dude who was driving his truck full of shrimp and somebody stole all his shrimp?
Not the shrimps.
Really? 500,000 shrimp.
Oh, my God.
Dude said this is everything he had. It was $300,000 worth of shrimp.
Where did he get so many shrimps?
Probably the ocean, but I'm not sure.
Red lobster.
I mean, all at once, that's a lot of shrimp one guy to have.
He went down to the If It's a Shrimp at the Shrimp Emporium next to the Shrimp Hut.
Oh, God. Got them all in there.
Gonna make shrimp gumbo and shrimp scampi and shrimp etouffee.
But what do you do, man? 500,000 shrimp. You steal that. You got to do something quick.
And if it's a whole truck, unless you've got a whole mess of freezers where you can freeze them all.
A lot of weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. Good weddings. A good reception has 500,000 scrimps. Maybe that's what it was. This guy's
getting ready to throw a huge wedding.
But I feel bad for the dude. He was driving his truck to the store so they could offload the shrimp, and he was going to get his big payday. And then, oops, they took them all.
So they take the whole truck?
The truck. Everything.
Okay. I was going to say,
you know, by the time he gets that back, those aren't going to be good.
He ain't going to get that back.
No. There will be no returning of the merchandise.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever stole it, they better be on the stick. They better be getting rid of those quick.
Can you imagine if they just did nothing with it? Oh. Like, they thought there was something else cool in it. Yeah. They got there, and they just wasted that much shrimp.
Or even worse, it was somebody who just thought it would be funny.
Oh,
gosh. But if they open it up, and they're like, oh, man, I'm allergic to seafood. Let's just dump this. And they dump the truck like out in the middle of the woods or something.
Or they were preparing for a really elaborate prank and they were going to hide shrimps all over the place.
Yeah, that's
good. Everyone's curtain rods.
This is the biggest shrimping ever.
Oh, the best.
That's like a whole neighborhood got shrimped by a truck full of them. I feel bad for the guy, though.
I do, too.
That's terrible.
I hope he had insurance.
Like, that's your thing. Do you have shrimp insurance?
Who does? Are you crazy? Who does?
If you're a shrimper, you better.
Excuse me. I need to file a claim. All my scrimps are gone.
So, I don't know, man. Is D. Snyder really living around here? I hadn't seen him. I haven't heard any rock. We hear that D. Snyder from Twisted Sister has moved into our area up in Oak Ridge.
Has anyone taken a picture of him? Like,
not that I know of.
And so that people who aren't from here know, Oak Ridge is the fancy area.
It's where, like, small town.
Some of the race car drivers, Kevin Harvick used to have a house out there. Chris Daughtry, yeah, rock star.
That's right.
It's where anybody around here who gets some money, they move to Oak Ridge.
It's not a bad place to be, but it's so far it's just a legend. You know, it's like Bigfoot.
I thought we had like an actual, I mean, we get sightings, but no photo. All we get is a blurry image of him in the woods.
I haven't seen a picture of
it. It's a blurry,
no, so there
blurry
was
photo of him in a pond.
The Land of Oz.
He's walking up the hill way over there. And it's like, I saw D. Snyder.
He's a little fuzzy with a little bit of blonde.
It's a blonde.
He's got the big blonde hair, but it's kind of, you can kind of see it. He's got his leather on.
The Land of Oz, which is an amusement park up on Beach Mountain, it's a tourist attraction. They had D. Snyder and his family came to visit this past weekend. And there's all these pictures of, they gave him a private tour. He autographed the Twisted Sisters poster.
They had that at the dang Wizard of Oz?
Well, Twisted Sisters is a play off of the Twister.
Oh, I can dig it.
And the, you know, thing, whatever. So they had him autograph that. But there's all these pictures of him and his family and Dorothy and the Tin Man and the flying monkeys and whatever up there at the Land of Oz.
Yeah, that's in the mountains.
So then someone commented and said, where's it at? They said, he's been spotted in Kernersville at an Italian restaurant.
I don't believe it until I see it, because the only picture, I'm looking at it now, the only picture that is actually D. Snyder anywhere is the one at Oz. And I don't even know if this is the real Oz. It looks too clean. It looks too nice.
No, that's it. They've made it really nice because they only have it open for like 4 weekends a year.
I don't know. I still think it's a blob squatch. I'm not going to be convinced until I see him with my own eyes.
I mean, is there some sort of reality show we could do with Finding D. Snyder? Where you
I
and
love
I,
that.
Yes, we go just off go and, around.
We just drive around
everywhere.
Oak Ridge in our giant truck trying to find him.
Well, I'm going to go to every Italian restaurant in Kernersville and just sit there, I guess.
He does the voice of Breaking the Band, the show that shows you like the last days of Van Halen, the last days of whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the voice of that. Very cool. He did the last days of Twisted Sister. He did his own show one time.
That is cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah, this is the part where we screwed this up, and then we decided to end it.
Well, they said that the deal was he got bigger than everything. He was the face of the band, and he got all the attention, and the other guys were, you know, just kind of like window dressing. And then their last album, or one of their last albums, the other guys had nothing to do with it. And they're like, hey, what's this? Where'd this come from?
Wow. Well, it's true. I mean, can anyone name another member of Twisted Sister besides D. Snyder?
Swear to God, I couldn't begin to tell you.
There's a lot of bands like that, though.
Yeah.
You're not right. For bands that I like, not necessarily. I mean, especially back in the 80s when I was really into hair bands and stuff, I knew every member.
Who's another member of Creed other than Scott Stapp?
Mark Tremonti.
See, I wouldn't have known that.
That was only because he was like the main other guy.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I didn't realize I was listening to a podcast that I never knew that Big Audio Dynamite was two of the other members of The Clash.
The Clash. How did you not know that?
I don't know.
That song Rush is The Clash.
I
had no clue. And then I heard that. I was like, oh, yeah.
All right. Name a member of the band Jesus Jones.
Oh, I can't even name the lead singer.
Mike Edwards is the lead singer.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
What was another? There's, I
that,
mean, I know
that this. By the way, is an inside joke. Mike Edwards was my boss in DC for a little bit, and he also was the boss at G105 in Raleigh back during its heyday. And they talk like this: G105, they're cutting a birthday cake at Durham Bulls at 5 o'clock, it'll be gone at 5:01. G105.
Okay.
That's Mike Edwards.
That's not the same guy that sang for Jesus Jones.
It wouldn't be funny if it was.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that hurts to do, Mike Edwards. Why did I do that? You guys haven't been enjoying any glass fruit? You making some glass fruit at home?
What? That keeps popping up.
I know. Like, I saw it again today.
I did. What's too?
Glass fruit?
It was on the post. It so basically what kids are doing is they're taking, was it Jolly Ranchers,
yeah,
usually?
Jolly Rancher.
So you take a Jolly Rancher and heat it up until it becomes molten liquid candy.
Uh-huh.
And then you dip fruit in it.
Dip and grapes and strawberries and stuff in
and
it.
And then it's supposed to harden up. But the problem is kids being kids are spilling the molten hot candy all over themselves.
Yeah.
And going to the emergency room with third degree burns.
Probably trying to eat it before it's cooled.
All these things. But
okay, also, why are we ruining Jolly Ranchers by putting fruit in them?
I was thinking the other way around.
No.
Why are we ruining fruit with putting candy?
Oh, man.
On?
Are you kidding? Right. Jolly Ranchers, the watermelon one and the green apple one. Oh, so good.
I love fruit.
Watermelon's my favorite.
You remember?
I know. You want a cold bowl of fruit.
Cold bowl of fruit with one thin little slice of ham. That's the perfect breakfast in the whole wide world.
Why did I think there was dry toast involved?
No toast.
Okay.
Oh, don't be crazy.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, there's the latest story. They showed a guy. He was safety first. He was wearing rubber gloves. But he had a giant wok full of Jolly Ranchers and just like gurgling, bubbling, molten
candy.
That's
dangerous.
Isn't it?
That's when your floor really is lava.
Yeah. Well, everything is lava.
Now, it's weird because that one came around a while ago and we were all like, yeah, that sounds pretty dumb. Watch out for that. And then all of a sudden it's back again. So like, do you think it's a case that the trend has now picked back steam up, steam back up, or now kids are back in school and they're like, oh, did you see that one?
I think it's, you know, the number of emergency room visits kicks it up in the news, you know? If nobody was doing it, we wouldn't be hearing about it, I don't think.
That's just, I do appreciate, hey, I'm trying to do some fun cooking, but, you know.
No.
Okay.
That's not cooking.
So it's getting to be Halloween time. Do you guys, like 36% of everybody, to get ready for Halloween, they start watching horror movies and they watch them regularly right up until Halloween. Is that something that you guys do?
Me, no. We have discovered that on the free app on our TV, that it has different channels for genres.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, my boyfriend keeps stopping on the horror movie channel. And it may be... It might be a good one, or it might be some dumb, I can't even think of what they are, but he'll stop and be, I'm like, what are you even watching?
The dumb ones are fun to watch, though.
But it'll be like Hellraiser from 1982, where all the graphics are just terrible, and it's like laser beams, pew, 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 pew.
For some reason, I stopped on Saw X the other day.
Which is... still funny to me that you actually stuck with that.
I don't know why I did. It was one of those things.
Was that the
one
with Chris Rock?
No, he was the one before that.
Mm.
This is the most recent one in 2023. It's where the guy, the John...
I don't know. The main guy, they bring him back.
John Kramer. Do you want to know a little bit about it?
Not really.
Oh, fine. Never mind then. But it was so gross. I couldn't believe how gross it was. Why do people do... Why do they make it? Two, why do people see it?
I remember seeing the trailer. It was like the Red Band trailer, which is the ones where they show...
Yeah.
They either use obscenity or they show the gore in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was for... They did a remake of Evil Dead. And it was the one part that kept getting me was like the demon girl was in the basement. And then she peeks out of the crawl door, like the trap door or whatever, and she cuts her tongue in half with something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, ah.
I don't even want to hear that described.
But
that's too far.
I actually do start getting into, like, I'll start watching, you know, various ones when it gets closer. Because, like, when people are talking about, you know, it's spooky season or Scareween or whatever.
I'll give you an idea, both of you. Do you have MeTV?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No,
y'all don't know how to live. I don't know what it must be like at your sad, sad houses. MeTV, Saturday, first, you got Paladin, Have Gun, Will Travel. After that, you got Josh Randall, Steve McQueen in Wanted Dead or Alive. After that, you get Two Riflemen. After that, 2 hours of the Three Stooges.
Uh-huh.
After that, a classic horror movie on Svengoolie every single week. They did Killer Clowns from Outer Space again the other day.
See, that one's neat. There's a, you know, my thing now is I've been going back and watching ones that I never watched. Like last year, I had never seen Hellraiser. So I went back and watched Hellraiser and I thought it held up all right.
Hmm.
There was
some of them don't.
Oh, I hadn't watched Halloween, the original Halloween.
Ever?
No.
Wow. What'd you
think? I didn't get into horror. Like, I never was a horror movie kid. I got scared real easy. I got scared by Ghostbusters. And
you were real young when the original Halloween came out.
Oh, yeah. It was, what, 70-something?
It
was
80?
In the 70s.
It was no. like 1980, wasn't it?
I think it was like 77.
It's been fun. See, the ones that I like the spooky, like, supernatural ones.
Yeah.
But I don't like the real found footage one, except for the Blair Witch, which was the OG for
me. I couldn't watch it.
But Paranormal Experience or whatever that one, like,
I've never seen that. When I was a kid, I was so into horror movies that I had the magazine Fangoria.
Yeah.
Which all that was pictures of the grossest things from every magazine.
I love The Conjuring.
I mean, from every movie.
Like, I'm obsessed with the Warrens, the husband and wife team who did all, like, the... They have the real Annabelle doll at their house, and I think they're both dead now. I'm not sure.
That's a great story.
The original the Conjurings, the Annabelles.
The original Halloween came out in 78.
How about that? So yeah, I thought that was boring. I remember when that came out, and everybody was talking about it, and it was like a yawn fest.
Really? I hadn't seen the original Chainsaw Massacre. So I finally went back and watched that.
That's pretty bad.
That was crazy.
That's pretty bad. I don't know when I actually saw Halloween, but my cousin, who is older, let me watch Friday the 13th with him, and I was terrified.
And those, when you watch them now, it's just the silliness takes over.
Well, it's like Nightmare on Elm Street. It got so real silly. Goofy.
I couldn't watch those after a while.
But the first one was cool. I mean, the concept of the first one, God, remember, you know, how badly Johnny Depp got tore up.
He got, like, thrown against the wall and ripped to pieces. And
It is funny. Like, you start watching some of these, but yeah, the newer ones now are just like straight up gore porn.
What's the one with the clown that you
Terrorizer? Terrifier. I read the description, like, because they were saying, like, it's one of those movies. They were saying, like, the sequel came out, and they're like, people were throwing up and falling down and having seizures. And
well, that was the big thing when The Exorcist came out in the early 70s. They had people, they were filming people coming out of the movie crying and shaking and like being held by the crowd or whatever because they were so disturbed by the movie.
Have you watched some of the newer ones? Like, so the newer Exorcists?
No.
They're still pretty disturbing. I don't like those because they have little girls in them that are possessed, and that makes me feel bad.
That's what I thought too. And plus the language. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the filthy mouths on these demon children.
I'm telling you, man.
Watch that child's mouth. That was so.
I never.
What's your favorite horror movie ever?
I would say probably the one that stuck with me for the longest ever was the Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Because I also watched that way sooner than I should have.
Yeah.
And, Mom, can I sleep in your bedroom tonight?
That one was.
I was so scared. And
I like that one because it's also had a basis in reality in the sense it was off a true story. And there's still documentaries you can watch.
I know.
Do you see how they changed the windows of that house?
Yes. So you don't have those.
It doesn't look as eyes. Like, which.
And there was a house that was up the hill from where my aunt and uncle live. And we always had to drive by it to get back and forth to their house. And it always was like,
windows?
In my head, I was like, the Amityville Horror.
What's your favorite horror movie ever?
See, it's funny. Mine was always, and I keep meaning to go back to see how it holds up, because I know it won't be good, but it was Serpent in the Rainbow.
Don't remember.
It was an obscure one, and I just remember it was one of the first ones that I remember sitting through, because again, like, I'd go to sleepovers and be like, we're going to watch scary movies, and I was a real scaredy cat.
Really?
Yeah. But it was,
now you're so desensitized.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen some stuff.
I've seen some stuff.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it was one, it was like this guy travels down to like Brazil, and then there's this like, I just remember it was people getting buried alive because there was like this dust, and they would blow it on you, and it's like you were dead, but you're not.
Wait, that does sound familiar now that you say that.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I want to say Jeff Daniels is in it, but I might be entirely making that up.
Golly, I can't think of what my favorite one would be. I know that
Nightmare on Elm Street was also another, like, Freddy Krueger was the best. And I mean, everybody made those hands.
I tell you the one that holds up that I saw recently. This might be my favorite one. American Werewolf in London.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So good.
I'm with you on that. That one really held up.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
It was
still
so
funny
good.
And it was scary.
It was so good that David Naughton never worked again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no, sorry. We don't need a werewolf.
He was making it.
And that girl.
He had the chance. He was taking it.
The French actress, I was looking her up because she was so hot.
Yeah.
And she ended up playing a nun in something else later. Like, she ended up being in a show that my wife was watching.
No more faking it. This time around, I'm making it. Ooh. You don't know that song.
I think
he only knows it because we play it.
Yeah. Do you remember the TV show Making It?
Yeah, I do.
Where he's at the beginning, he's making a milkshake and pulls the cup out too soon and splashes all over himself. He's like, oh, what's going on here? Perfect 1970s comedy. Am I right?
He like is a busboy or something at a hotel, like a bartender, busboy, server, something.
All out.
I love that Rogan has an actual life-size, very, very crazy realistic version of the werewolf from Werewolf in London.
Oh, for real?
In his podcast studio. And so people take pictures with it all the time.
Oh, that's so cool.
But can you imagine, like, you get something like that, and you're not even really thinking about it, and then you walk around the corner, and I'm like, ah!
That happens all the time.
Ooh, yeah. Alien, I think, is another one for me. Alien or Aliens, one of the first two.
What was the one, The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing with Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
That one, it doesn't hold up. I watched it. It was so corny.
Special effects are so bad.
At the time, it was so awful and scary and disturbing, and we went to see it at the cinema at the Henderson Mall, and when it ended, we didn't get up, and we watched it the second time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maximum Overdrive is one that's always stuck with me, too.
Where the trucks are running over people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen King.
That was definitely, where was it filmed? It was like,
Wilmington?
From somewhere around here, yeah.
There was one before that in the 70s, and I don't know if I ever saw it, but I remember the commercial for it, The Cars That Ate People. You remember that?
Yeah, that's old. Yeah. Old.
Yeah, that one was wild.
Now I'm trying to think of any of the other Stephen King ones that really...
Firestarter was around here.
That was a good one.
Was Cujo here?
Oh, God, It. It, the movies. No, I don't know.
Hey, we could talk about this all day, but we won't put you through that. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. If you want to subscribe and like, do it. If you want to get a phone call in here, call 336-373-0987. Or on the app, they got the little microphone thing that does work.
Yeah, people have used it.
Yeah, we've gotten a few good ones on there. What do you want to hear, Slipknot?
No, a System of a Down.
Okay, yeah. So we're getting some. We've had literally ones of people use that feature.
It's really cool, though. It is. Basically, you push a button, say your thing, and there you go.
It sounds like they're right here in the room.
Yeah, it's way better quality than actually using a phone.
So do that and check us out online, 987simon.com, so you can listen to the radio if you're not around here. And if you listened to us by accident last time and you're back again, thank you.
Good job.
Yes. Keep doing that.
Final thought, Charlie?
Call 1-800-GET-SHRIMPS for the best shrimp insurance around.
How about you?
I still need about another $1,500 so I can get that wrestling ring for my Chihuahua Wrestling League.
It's going to be a winner.
Uh-huh.
Next time. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.